Stanley Kubrick spent years working on the film AI, but died before he could make it. Now Steven Spielberg has finished the task for him. The result is a science fiction saga set in the near future when global warming has caused the oceans to flood and science has taken huge steps forward in robot technology. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
It's way too early to decide where AI will finally fit in the frequently fascinating, sometimes exasperating, and always intriguing career of Steven Spielberg. The movie, whose initials stand for Artificial Intelligence, is in many ways a mess. It's structured in the conventional three-act Hollywood style, and its first two acts are typically tight. But the third act features two apparent climaxes, then an extended denouement, and then finally just wafts away into a conclusion that fails to resolve any key tensions. But the very fact that a filmmaker so orderly as Spielberg has made such an ungainly movie is arresting in itself. Even without that last third, AI would still be a compulsively watchable movie. Haley Joel Osment delivers a compelling performance as David, a little robot who's been designed not just to love, but to be loved in return. He's created by a Professor Hobby, played by William Hurt, who isn't just an inventor, but a businessman out to satisfy a growing market for second children. In a world devastated by floods, wealthy nations like the U.S. have maintained their resources by rationing their population, subjecting couples to a one-marriage, one-child formula. David is placed with the Swintons, Henry, an employee of Hobby, and Monica. Their own 10-year-old has been cryogenically frozen until a cure can be found for his terminal disease. David is meant as a replacement. The entire first third of the movie is taken up with David's intense, altogether real bonding with Monica and his subsequent expulsion from the Swinton household. Although David doesn't fully understand, Monica leaves him in the middle of a forest and tearfully warns him to avoid humans because he's slated for scientific demolition. This fairy tale-like turn leads to the more action-packed second section. David, who has been entranced by Monica's bedtime reading of Pinocchio, decides to look for the blue fairy, the magical being who turned the wooden puppet into a boy and might do the same for him. Along the way, he picks up a friend or two from a world of runaway robots, and his closest pal is Gigolo Joe, a professional sex partner for human women who's been framed for murder. Joe, well played by Jude Law, is frustrated by David's refusal to accept his status as a task-oriented collection of wires. Here, he addresses the boy in the bluntest terms.
She loves what you do for her. As my customers love what it is I do for them. But she does not love you, David. She cannot love you. You are neither flesh nor blood. You are not a dog or a cat or a canary. You were designed and built specific like the rest of us. And you are alone now only because they tired of you or replaced you with a younger model or were displeased with something you said or broke. They made us too smart, too quick, and too many.
Joe is also telling us what the movie is all about. He's telling David that he can't be loved because of his own unhuman nature. But there's also a third implicit point Gigolo Joe makes. He himself is a robot designed to pleasure women without getting them pregnant. Love that is facile and manufactured, love that cannot be returned, love that cannot be born. These are the three great tensions that run through AI, the ones that Spielberg ultimately can't resolve. As if rummaging through old cures, the filmmaker employs favorite images from the past and finds them wanting. The moon, that crucial symbol of freedom in E.T., in AI turns out to be a symbol of enslavement, used by a bizarre entrepreneur played by Brendan Gleeson. He rounds up runaway robots for demolition in fiery autos de fe that bring to mind Spielberg's own effects-laden movies. But all the film's fire is eventually subsumed by water in the troublesome, troubling, and magnificently clumsy third act. The sea, the mother of us all, now bringing death, or at least indifference as its swells swallow the world. Spielberg, after a lifetime of making movies about Peter Pan-like fathers, has made a movie about mother love.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register. This is Fresh Air.